Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
The whole of this month, right here on Hot 91.9, together with our fabulous Hot Cares, we are making the difference in the honor of Madiba. Nelson Mandela, of course, would have celebrated 100th birthday during the month of July. And we kicked off yesterday, and we're continuing every single day of July to try and touch the lives of 100 different people. So joining us is a lady who's actually... Your journey, Alvin Duploy, started with Hot 91.9.
Yes, that's correct, Sasha.
You know what's so cool? Alvin's coming in here. So you can see she's nice and warm, that's for sure. And she's wearing her name tag with a Hot 91.9 because you're part of our training course.
Yes, that's actually through Hot Cares that I got into the training course.
Is that how it started?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
And you're passionate about sport, Alvin.
Yes, definitely. I want to follow in your footsteps, John.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, are you sure about that, Alvin?
Listen, Alvin.
Yes.
I mean, you could pick anyone and you chose John.
Well, yes. You know what? Don't worry. Alvin and I are going to have a little chat here. We might have something for her. You never know. So, Alvin, so you're in the Radio Academy. You love sport. You have a wonderful husband in Mervyn.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I suppose as any married person, children.
Yes.
Always want to have children.
That is part of the journey.
But now, a couple of years ago, you landed up having some complications.
That's correct, Sasha.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that.
In 2012, I had fibroids, which is common for some women.
Mm-hmm.
They grow as small as a marble and as big as a rugby ball or soccer ball. And mine was as big as a rugby ball.
Oh, my word.
So these growths usually happen around the womb of ladies.
Yeah.
And I removed that in 2012. And then in 2014, I had another operation.
Yeah.
Which I had growths in my uterus, which is called polyps. And... during that operation in 2014, they actually did a laparoscope where they insert a camera inside of me.
Yeah.
And they found that that it is impossible for me to have children or to conceive.
All right. That's got to be quite devastating. You know, how do you sit there, maybe in your life you go, I'd love to be a mom, and then you get told, no, you can't. I mean, do you sit there and go, you know, that's an act of God, or do you just sit and go, hey, we're going to try even harder?
Sisha, to tell you the honest truth, it came as a shock. But at the time, I thought to myself that in life you cannot have everything. So I accepted the decision what the doctor said to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went on with my life, as we usually do, going with your daily activities.
Yeah.
And when you don't think about it, it happens.
Yes.
I mean, I tell you, you got to just see the beautiful smile of Alvin. It's just amazing. The beautiful news is you are pregnant.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're due in December.
Yes, that's correct.
Isn't
that amazing?
Congratulations.
And I mean, against all the odds.
Against everything,
you are pregnant and you are due. But now, Alvin, there are some problems. I mean, we live in a very, very tough economic time, and you don't have a job.
Yes, I've been unemployed for the last 3 years.
Okay.
I do have knowledge of administration duties. I completed my diploma in business administration in HR. But applying for jobs and not getting anything, and that is how I actually got into Hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then also, I suppose, being pregnant, you know, people aren't going to be that forthcoming to just give you a job right now, specifically if you're going to have a baby.
Yes, that's true. That's so true.
All right. So now the other thing is your husband is working at least.
Yes, he is.
But you're saying there's also, it seems to be a bit quite difficult there at the moment as well.
Yes, Sasha. 2 weeks ago, they've got notice that they're going on short time. And there's also a possibility of retrenchments from the 1st of August.
All right. Well, we hope that that doesn't happen to him. Now, the thing about is with the complications that you had with your operations earlier on, the costs are very, very expensive for you to go and see gynecologists and for checkups all of the time.
Yes, yes. It is quite expensive.
Okay.
I managed to at least go to see my gynae 3 weeks ago.
All right.
The one that did my two previous operations at Garden City. And
is that Dr. Nagar?
Yes, Dr. Nagar, yes.
Okay, Dr. Nagar. So we've been told that the medical tests are over 12,000 rand with a specialist, and to give birth is going to be in the range of about 45,000 rand. Okay. So we get a lot of requests, especially for medical assistance. While we cannot cover the cost of the birth in a private hospital, we at Hot Cares would like to ensure that all the tests and precautions are taken to ensure that you are prepared for the birth in whichever hospital it is. So, we want to assist you and will gladly assist you in covering the costs of Dr. Nagar to the value of 11,000 rand.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
That includes all your blood tests, your non-invasive prenatal testing, as well as the fetal anomaly scan with the specialist as well.
Yeah, thank you so very much.
Okay, and we hope that that's going to help a little bit.
Yes, no, it will help a lot.
And we can't wait for you to come in December and bring you a little bundle of joy.
Yes, yes.
You know what it is? Or you wait? You're just going to be a surprise.
I actually don't want to know.
There we
I
go.
Want
beautiful.
To be a surprise. And also, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone that has been supporting, especially the ladies that was with me during the training academy.
Yes.
I can name them.
Yes.
Daniel and also Kim and Vuvu. And also a lady who's very special to my heart, Auntie Bani from El Dorado Park, who actually did everything for me. She was so excited about my baby that she paid for my first doctor visit.
Oh, beautiful.
I really want to say thank you. And also to my husband who's been supporting me, and to everyone, and you the listeners who's also listening, to everyone at Hot 91.9, thank you very much, and thank you for this journey. And I'm very happy to share this journey with you guys.
Well, we are delighted that we are sharing it with you, and we can't wait to see you on your practical course for the training. But the most important thing is keep you and your baby healthy and happy, and ensure we have a beautiful little bundle of joy coming in December.
Thank you so very much, Sisha.
All right, Alvin, there we go. Hot okay. Cares, sure. Making a difference in honor of Madiba during the month of July.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Sitoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 91.9.